The Otter Who Wanted to Know, written by Jill Tomlinson and read by Maureen Lipman.
Chapter 1. Questions, questions, questions. Pat was a young sea otter. She was rolling over and over in the sea, washing her fur. She gave it a final wash, then she lay on her back, turned up her toes and the tip of her broad tail, and floated on the sea for a rest. Bobby was a sea otter too. He had just noticed Pat for the first time. Although she was small, she seemed to know how to look after herself. He went over to her.
"Hello," he said. "What are you doing?"
Pat kept her eyes shut.
"Nothing," she said.
She knew better than to talk to strange otters. Bobby paddled around beside her and lay on the water too.
"Good," he said. "I've got nothing to do either, so I'll do it with you."
"The sea's quite big," said Pat. "There's plenty of room for both of us."
"Yes, it is big," Bobby said. But he wasn't going to be put off as easily as that. "It's called the Pacific, you know."
"I didn't know that," Pat said, interested at once. "Why?"
"You have to ask Gaffer about that," Bobby said. "He knows about everything."
"I don't know Gaffer," said Pat.
"You wouldn't," Bobby said. "You've kept with your mother all the time because you were only a baby.
Gaffer is one of the old otters who lives over there, where all the males live. Now that my mother has a new baby, I go with them most of the time. I like Gaffer best. He knows so many stories."
"Can he really answer questions?" asked Pat. "My mother says I ask too many. She hardly ever answers me."
"Well, ask me," said Bobby, "and if I know the answers, I'll tell you. If I don't, I'll ask Gaffer."
He didn't know what he was in for. Pat never stopped asking questions.
"It's just that I don't know much yet," said Pat, "and I want to know. And first, I want to know your name."
"It's Bobby," he said. "And I know yours is Pat. And that's my mother coming. She's called Carrie."
A large otter swam towards them. She had a baby otter clinging to her. "Hello," Bobby called to her.
"I found a new friend. She's Pat, and she wants to know."
"What does she want to know?" asked Carrie.
"Everything," said Bobby.
"Well, if she wants to know where her mother is," said Carrie cheerfully, "she's asleep in that kelp patch over there."
Her shiny body slid through the water. She had gone to join the mother otters in the kelp patch.
"What is kelp?" Pat asked. "I know we wrap it around ourselves at night so that we don't float away, but what is it?"
"I know that one," said Bobby. "Kelp is seaweed. Very long, stringy seaweed."
"What makes seaweed?"
asked Pat. But before Bobby could answer, she said,
"I'm hungry."
Her mother said that she was always asking questions or eating.
"I'm hungry too," said Bobby. "Would you like to come for a dive with me to look for food? I know a jolly good place."
"I always have to tell my mother where I'm going," Pat said. "Let's go over to her, and then we'll go for a dive."
They paddled with their strong feet through the water to the kelp patch.
"I can guess," said Pat's mother as soon as they were near. "You want to go off to look for food. Go on, then. I'm tired, so I'm glad you've got Bobby to take you."
So off they went. They swam around some rocks and came to an inlet where the water was shallow. They dived down, and Pat soon found some sea urchins and sea cucumber. And then she saw that Bobby was hitting a rock with a pebble. What could he be doing? She couldn't ask him underwater, so she rose to the surface. While she waited for him, she took the pebble, which she always kept under her arm, put it against herself, and began breaking a sea urchin on it. Then Bobby rose to the surface and joined her.
"What have you got?"
Pat asked.
"Something special for you," he said. "Look, rock oysters."
He held a big pebble against himself and began bashing away on it really hard. As she lay on her back in the water, Pat spread out her catch on her chest and tummy and had finished eating them before he'd broken the oyster open.